Childcare Now Nova Scotia is calling on the federal and provincial government to provide additional funding to childcare in Nova Scotia. An infrastructure fund already announced in the federal budget will help to build new childcare centers and renovate existing ones. However, Kenya Thompson, coordinator at Childcare Now Nova Scotia, spoke with CKDU about how this infrastructure funding needs to be accompanied by better compensation for early childhood educators in order to be impactful.
Yeah, so Childcare Now Nova Scotia is an advocacy organization. We're the Nova Scotia chapter of a national organization that's just advocating for access to childcare for all folks and children nationwide. And that includes, you know, fair wages and compensation for the early childhood educators who will provide that care. And so it's kind of a coalition of, ECEs, childcare advocates, researchers, parents, folks in the sector, pushing for a publicly funded nonprofit system of early learning and childcare.
What was missing from that funding that you guys were hoping to get?
So the new infrastructure fund, it's critical to note that that wasn't really a new fund that was promised in the budget. So they were just following through on that, which is great. And it's great that it was put aside for nonprofit centers. Like, we know that nonprofit, care is not only higher quality, but it's more affordable for families. Like, in the HRM, for-profit childcare centers charge at least 15% more than nonprofit centers. So this was money set aside to create more of those spaces, $625 million in capital investment in creating new childcare spaces and expanding childcare across the country. However, it's really not enough. That's the main thing. Childcare Now National estimates that like $10 billion is necessary to create the 250,000 spaces that are necessary to provide childcare like broadly across the country. And so that's a far cry from what is offered in this new infrastructure fund. And particularly in the context of Nova Scotia, like our bilateral agreement, like funding agreement with the federal government, in the bilateral agreement with Nova Scotia that like stipulates how the Canada-wide early learning and childcare plan will roll out in Nova Scotia, we have only $605 million in funding from the federal government. And so you look at this infrastructure fund, it's $625 million. Not a lot more than that. And it's primarily for infrastructure. Nova Scotia's slice of that pie is going to be super small. So particularly in a province that is a notorious childcare desert, which means that like across the province, at least three children are competing for a childcare space. Particularly we are in a very rural province. A lot of remote areas, folks don't have access to childcare in those areas. And so we really need to focus on expansion. And this fund doesn't really do what is necessary to improve childcare expansion across the country, but particularly in provinces such as Nova Scotia that really need that.
So sort of those rural areas are the places that are being impacted right now by that childcare desert.
Yeah, so in rural areas across the country and in Nova Scotia, 61% of children live in a childcare desert. So that means that 61% of children do not have access to a childcare space. And of course, access to childcare is critical for families, for children's early learning and development, for women's ability to access work opportunities. And so, yeah, it's really a problem that's pressing in Nova Scotia, and this fund doesn't really go far enough to help address that.
What would having more of these spaces, like how would that help in other areas? That would, help to ease strain on Nova Scotians in general?
Well, I mean, just like access to childcare is so critically important for all the reasons I mentioned, for women's employment, empowerment, for like financial independence, it's critical for children's early learning and development. To develop those social skills and have those early learning opportunities is really critical. And of course, like when we talk about childcare spaces, it's so important to center and Nova Scotia. Childcare Now Nova Scotia really strives to center the fact that we can't really talk about creating new spaces without, recruiting and retaining an early learning and childcare workforce to, those folks who provide care and early learning opportunities to the children that will occupy those spaces. And so, yeah, for like full expansion, childcare expansion, really means not only, benefiting parents and children, but also, compensating folks in the early learning childcare workforce, you know, providing, you know, wages for ECEs that are like fair, so and livable, which they are not at the current moment. And so, yeah, so really childcare expansion when done right is a really important undertaking. It's critical to the success of childcare across the country and particularly Nova Scotia. So it's important and to invest in, and this, you know, infrastructure fund that was supposed to work towards that just isn't enough to fulfill the promises of this Canada-wide early learning and childcare agreement, which could be transformative.
Yeah. So and it, with it being heavily on the infrastructure side of things, the ECs are, the funding isn't there to compensate them fairly, is what you're.
No, like this infrastructure cannot be understood as separated from, you know, ECE compensation and compensation for the workforce, but alas, it is. You know, you cannot have a space without having a early childhood educator to provide early learning and childcare to the person who will fill that space, the child who will fill that space. And like in Nova Scotia, we cannot afford to lose any ECEs or any spaces. These issues are very much, they go hand in hand, and the wage grid that's offered, which stipulates how much ECEs are compensated based on their experience and training and whatnot. Like the bottom should be no less than $25 for ECEs who hold a diploma. And like, we don't even meet that. So it's really critical that if we are going to have successful expansion of childcare across Nova Scotia, across the country, but, you know, across Nova Scotia, we need to include a strong wage grid and, you know, a defined benefits and compensation package for ECEs. Like, you can't talk about those things separately.
But is there like a decline right now in people seeking out like early childhood education programs within universities, or like, you know, is that job sort of on the decline at the moment, if you have those numbers at all?
I don't have those numbers, but I mean, the like ECE workforce experiences a tremendous amount of turnover just because these folks are not paid enough to live off of. It's an extremely high stress job. And when you don't have the, you know, support and resources and compensation to make that job sustainable, folks are going to have to leave, right? There's ECEs that we've talked to are not able to make ends meet. Like, they eat their meals with the kids at the centers because they can't afford groceries. You have folks who cannot pay for childcare for their own children. And that's just not sustainable, right? And so if we are going to have a, you know, strong system of early learning and childcare in the province, we need to make sure that the folks who provide that service are able to do so in a sustainable way. And so not only should there be an emphasis on like recruiting new people into the sector, but retaining the folks who are already there, who have put in the work and put in the hours, oftentimes for decades, in a, you know, very gendered sector that has been undervalued.